Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jeff, in recent weeks, we have seen a number of different events in Western New York, whether it be summer festivals or whatnot, being disrupted by fights among teens and other young adults. And also, we saw the double shooting that happened at Canalside just on Monday. Focusing on policing these issues, what can be done to better ensure that there's no nonsense of this sort taking place at these events?
Well, I think what we're seeing is that there are so many more festivals, events, carnivals that have popped up in the last 4 or 5 years, probably 2 to 3 times more than what we used to see. So it does become a strain on resources for law enforcement to adequately provide for officers to, in essence, police these events. So, you know, one of the things that really needs to happen is that these event organizers, when they're getting permits for these things, really need to submit a comprehensive security plan, right? You are responsible for your event. You have to ensure that you have enough resources there to deal with not just security or law enforcement matters, but also for first aid and medical and potential fire and things of that nature. So I think that's the first step, is really kind of scrutinizing some of these events. Have they had problems in the past? Should they be allowed to continue?
What level of policing maybe needs to be thought out here amongst those organizers that you just mentioned?
Well, again, I think it has to be data driven. You have to look at, you know, the event in the past. Has it been a focal point for any kind of trouble or fights or rowdy behavior? And then accordingly, you know, the police department needs to look at those things and then make a decision as to whether or not, A, to allow the event to even occur, or then B, assign appropriate resources to it. But again, in a lot of these agencies, you know, money is an issue. So these events very well may have to pay for those resources in order to be able to conduct their event.
What does security or police have at their disposal in order to deter these sometimes violent activities from breaking out?
Well, generally, it really is just the presence, right? A strong presence of police officers or security officers, making sure that they're immediately addressing any issues that are occurring, really kind of sets the tone for the event, right? So if there's pushing and shoving or rowdy behavior, you have to immediately stop it in order to prevent those things from spiraling out of control.
Is it possible, if it does get out of control, that police can shut it down, or is that more so a decision based on the municipality or even the organizers?
No, the police departments generally have the ability to close down any venue or event if it's deemed a risk to public safety. You know, we have seen that in the past where some events have closed early due to some incidents that have occurred during the event. But ultimately, the goal is to make sure that you're working collaboratively with your local law enforcement agency, with your security vendor, to ensure that you have a plan in place to stop those things from happening before they do.
And one city council member came up with a proposal after the Juneteenth incidents that broke out over the festival a couple weekends ago with regards to a plan that would ban kids 17 and under from attending without the presence of a parent or a guardian. Can proposals like that actually work, or is there more that needs to go into stuff like that?
Well, I don't really see how that proposal works, because it's an open-air event. It's not gated. There's no entry point. So how would you possibly ensure that every single person there has a parent or guardian? And then you're, in essence, redirecting law enforcement resources to have to start conducting ID checks and matching parents with the children. So no, I personally don't think that's a very practical application. It's one thing, you know, in an enclosed event or an environment or a mall where it can be enforced, but outdoor events, open air events, it's just not really feasible to do that.
Has there been any other proposals that you've seen in the past that actually has worked in order to deter some of this activity?
Well, again, I think it's just a matter of, you know, coming up with a solution that works, but also making sure that, you know, some events may just not be appropriate based on the past history of the events or the issues that have occurred or the amount of resources that you will need to in order to ensure safety. But generally, again, a strong police presence, a strong security presence, and a zero tolerance for any kind of misbehavior kind of sets the tone.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.